Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. It's Friday the 8th of March 2024, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is me, Elizabeth Foster, from MUFG's Economic Research Office. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Over the past week, major currency pairs have been more volatile and trading in narrow ranges recently. What have been the main drivers?
Yeah, certainly this week we have seen more volatile currencies within the major FX rates after their trading within very narrow ranges in the previous weeks. And I think the main reason for this pickup in volatility this week has been that we've seen the dollar weaken across the board. This has been the, I guess, period of most downward momentum for the dollar that we've seen really since the end of last year. And the main driver behind this renewed dollar weakness over the past week has been twofold. One, we've had relatively dovish comments from Fed Chair Powell at his semi-annual testimony in front of Congress this week. There was some fear amongst market participants that Powell could indicate more concern over stronger inflation at the start of this year, potentially push back against expectations for multiple rate cuts later this year. But that wasn't the case. He's very much kind of stuck to the previous view that they're more optimistic over a softer landing for the US economy, and they're kind of seeing the pickup in inflation at the start of this year in January as more of a temporary blip in the slowing trend. Additionally, he also gave off the indication that it looks like there's a relatively low hurdle for the Fed to start cutting rates, indicating that he just wants to see a bit more data to become more confident that they can see inflation continue to slow going forward. So all in all, it makes us more comfortable that the Fed is on course to start cutting rates in Q2. I know the market at the moment is pricing in the first cut in June, and at this stage, it's hard to argue against that. I think you'd need to see further softer inflation prints going forward, and also some further evidence of slowing growth momentum at the start of this year to really kind of bring forward rate cut expectations further from here. On that side of things, obviously next week, I guess the main kind of potential pushback against this dollar weakening trend that we're seeing would be the release of the latest inflation data for February. We get the CPI report and the PPI report next week as well. That's going to be in even greater focus for market participants after the upside surprises in January. Ideally for the Fed and for the market to expect that rate cuts from the Fed going forward, we need to see some moderation in inflation in February to give the market more confidence that the Fed can cut rates in Q2. So that's certainly the thing to look out for in the week ahead.
The yen has been the best performing currency this week. Other than US dollar weakness, has there been any domestic drivers behind yen strength?
Yeah, definitely. We have seen domestic drivers which are pushing the yen stronger as well over the past week. The main one being increased speculation over the BOJ hiking rates this month. The market previously had been looking for the BOJ to exit negative rate policy in April, but we think it's looking more and more likely now that the BOJ will start the process of policy normalization this month. We had a number of reports in the media today suggesting that the BOJ is leaning towards hiking rates this month. And at the same time, there's also suggestions that they are considering formally ending yield curve control. Obviously, one way of ending yield curve control and also trying to dampen upward pressure on yields at the longer end of the curve when they start to hike rates would be also to provide some reassurance or further reassurance to market participants that they'll continue to buy a significant amount of JGBs going forward, even when yield curve control has ended. And reports are suggesting today that they will commit to purchase at around 6 trillion yen per month of JGBs going forward, even once yield curve control has ended. We think for the yen to continue to strengthen beyond the March BOJ meeting, obviously the BOJ does need to hike rates and also end yield curve control. But perhaps even more importantly for a more sustained rally in the yen will also be the forward guidance from the BOJ over future policy decisions. We think for the BOJ to kind of be credible and to be confident that they're going to meet their inflation target, that they also will need to signal that this is unlikely to be the first and only hike in this cycle. They need to give an indication that further hikes could also be delivered. Our own view here at MUFG is that we think that the next hike could be delivered in Q4 of this year, and even potentially in September. So we would expect to see some indication that the BOJ is considering further hikes this year as well. And if the BOJ does give that kind of signal to the market, we'd be more confident that the yen can continue to strengthen going forward. So in today, in our latest FX Weekly report released today, we have recommended a short Swiss yen position ahead of the BOJ meeting in anticipation for further yen gains going forward.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Please rate, review and subscribe, and contact your MUFG sales rep for more information. Join us next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.